Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So we're going to talk about a subject that's just popping up with some of our clients this week, and that's the whole topic of small talk at work. You know, that you always say, how are your kids, how was your vacation, and then you have to hear it. You know, just the idea of having to, you know, just the obligatory questions of how are you and really not caring, or somebody asking you, how are you, and you know they don't care. And this gets on people's nerves. Some of my clients, specifically guys.
They're not there to socialize.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want it. And so, anyway, I thought we'd talk about that.
I have a female client for whom this is so
well, good.
True.
I'm glad to hear that. Sometimes I see through it, too, and I find it fake.
Well, what's interesting is the female client has told me that she is a self-acknowledged introverted person. And so she doesn't want to interact with anyone unless there's a purpose to it.
Right.
You know, a direct purpose.
So like, what happens if they're in a store or something? I mean,
well, she'll ask whatever question she needs for that store purchase.
Right.
But she doesn't want to know anything else about the person on the other end.
Well, okay. So, interesting.
I don't,
so she's
for
not curious
any other
about
introverts,
people.
That may not be true for you if you're an introvert. But for, I think for a number of people for whom social engaging takes energy, small talk feels like a real pain in the patootie.
Oh, interesting. Because actually social engagement gives me energy.
Right. That's right. And me too.
Right.
So it's in some ways it's not fair that we're talking about it. How about for you, Logan? Does social talk...
Okay, well, Catherine, thank you for just killing the topic of this podcast.
Yes, it can, actually.
It can.
Because I am an introverted person. It can drain me, and I'll have to go home and recharge.
Really?
But I do have moments where it will give me energy.
Yes. If there are people you know, or if it's...
Yeah, if there's people that I know, definitely, and I like one-on-one interactions, but group settings can be overwhelming for me.
Great. So, actually, and I would like to qualify that I don't really like all kinds of small talk. Like, one of the problems I've had living in a suburban setting is I don't really like to talk about lawn care extensively.
And so I understand that. I don't even know what a lawn is.
So, in identifying people who don't like small talk, I can say there are times when I don't like it either.
So, what do you do if somebody says, "Catherine, I see your lawn's a little brown"?
I say, "Well, how is your life?"
And they say,
"Let's talk about you."
I heard you arguing with your wife the other. No, I don't. I say, I feign curiosity. Oh, really? What would you do? How do you treat your lawn? But that doesn't mean I really want to know. So, but that goes back to what we're saying, right? That even if you don't, well, we haven't said it yet, but we're going to say that even if you don't like doing it, you have to, right?
Yeah. Well, I just think that there's a certain amount of bonding that does have to go on in the workplace.
Yeah.
And people tend to want to work with people that they like.
Yes.
Right.
So whatever effort, that doesn't mean you have to know every detail of their lives, but that you do have to have a certain amount of curiosity, because people's lives, you know, are not just work. They come to work and they have at home families, or they're looking for a family, or they have three families. I mean, they have lives outside of work. And to think that that is cut off when they come into work, or you meet them in a meeting, I think that's a little odd.
Right.
Yeah, see, it's funny. I don't necessarily think that is odd. I think there are people who go to work and think and leave their family behind, and it's a boundary issue. They're just very private, and they don't find that talking about that is anyone else's business at work. At the same time, those are the individuals who... The people who do care and want to engage in small talk may judge and even shun if they don't participate or, and take it, you know, be, feel insulted by.
Yeah.
I see that.
Well, I think in general, a certain amount of small talk is required. I think if you don't participate in any of it, you're going to be seen as arrogant or snobby. Uncaring.
Uncaring, yeah.
So how do you combat sounding genuine or not?
It's not always going to be genuine.
Maybe you can say it on the run.
Genuine.
Maybe say it on the run. Hey, how are you?
Movement.
Got to catch that elevator. Mm-hmm. No.
But I mean, the thing, it's also about remembering also, that, you know, he has two children.
Right. It's a lot.
Or that she went to Europe this year. Or that, you know, he drives a blue sports car. Just something so that you.
Or he loves the Rangers.
I mean, it's important to bond with people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find something, and it might be a sport. It might be you both play golf. It might be you both like potato chips. You want to find some sort of
ground.
A bond with people
so
that that's maybe your conversation.
Right. Yeah.
And I think to think that that's not important is it's not understanding that emotional intelligence in the workplace is an important skill.
Right. So how do you, if you're someone who doesn't normally engage in small talk, how do you start? I mean, I guess you start with this, at least saying hello when you come in, right?
I think you have to find what's authentic to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being friendly certainly helps rather than being unfriendly.
Yeah.
It's a perception that at least you're a pleasant person. You might be something else on the inside, but at least it's the correct perception.
See, that's where I think just even saying hello or good morning is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Jim Sullivan, who did the dating, he's a dating coach. He used to say that if you were going into a social situation, people would always say, "What do I say?" And he said, "Just start with hello. My name is." At work, obviously, hopefully they know your name, but saying hello at least shows that you care to acknowledge the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even though what I'm about to say is really kind of trite, it actually works. And that's talk about the weather.
The weather.
Well, we all have to deal with the weather. It's either too hot, it's too cold, it's raining, I wore the wrong clothes, my shoes are wrong. You know, there is definitely conversations around the weather. You can tell I'm a talker. But there are conversations around the weather. Now, it's not a long conversation, but it's also an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. I didn't realize it was so cold out. And then you'll get a reaction from others because we all deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the other thing you can talk about is something that everyone uses that doesn't work very well. You know, like in our building, our elevators are atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
So you can always strike up a conversation by saying, you know, I love this.
Been in here long?
I hope you have 20 minutes because you're going to need it to get from the bottom to the top. No, but really, you can say things about that elevator. Everyone in the building knows it. They'll all chuckle. Someone may say something else that's humorous.
Right.
And so I'm thinking if you have a microwave that, you know, always explodes food, or if you have whatever, if you have some piece of equipment that never works, that could be a point of small talk.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, but it has to be authentic for you. I don't really want people to be inauthentic.
Yeah.
Because then that's really, it's not going to work. So you have to find something that you can talk about.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to talk about your personal life, then talk about something at work.
So my nephew told me that one thing that you can say to a guy, and this is either if you're a man or a woman, is it's always great to notice if they got a haircut. I think that's a good one because it's not sexual, right?
So you just say it? Did you get a
haircut? Yeah, you got a haircut. Looks good.
If they got one. If they didn't get one, I don't understand.
You got a comb over. It looks good.
Yeah.
No, you do.
What are you covering?
No, that's just, I'm saying that's an area of small talk that it's an observation. And I guess that's what, I didn't complete my thought, which I've been told I don't do very well sometimes. But very often just observing something about the other person can be a source of small talk. Right.
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 Hey, you lost weight.
That's a tricky one. That's a really tricky one, the lost weight.
Sometimes that's very flattering.
Sometimes very flattering. Yeah.
Don't ask if they're pregnant. That's not good.
That's not good.
That one I know. It's written down.
Yeah, you never ask that. But, you know, I know between women many times they'll say, oh, I love your shoes. Oh, where'd you get that bag? That there is that kind of stuff that goes on.
Exactly.
Obviously, it doesn't always work well between men and women.
Uh-huh.
That's why I kind of like the weather or something that's going on in the company. Or sports, you know, because everybody knows. Not
How
everybody.
About that round of layoffs we just had?
Yeah, right. That's always.
I'm sorry. That's
glad you made it.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so sports is a safe one. Generally.
Usually, you know, most people
Although if you don't know sports, it can be tricky territory.
But it happens to me a lot where, you know, I don't know that there's a game on and then people will say, oh, what'd you think of that game? But that still strikes up a conversation. I'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
What is that? You know, at least it's an icebreaker and it's not invasive. It's not going to bring up anything I don't want to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a way to bond with people. I now know that this guy likes sports. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I may next time that team wins, say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really, that's what I'm talking about is that you need to figure out a way that's comfortable for you to bond with people.
Well, and actually, I was going to say it's interesting because in the land of cubicles, which is what most people have these days, right, or open workspaces, sometimes you can look for signs and symptoms of what they're interested in at their workspace, right? So if there's a photograph of a family, that's something you could ask about. If there's a particular team banner, you could ask about that. If there's a speeding ticket, you could ask about that. Any kind of
what?
She's trying to make sure that you're listening.
Yeah, I got that. All right, but anyway, the question that clients have been asking me is, you know, do I really have to do it? Is important, and the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes,
you have to find your version.
Yeah, I mean, if you're about, you know, there's a meeting that's about to happen, and you're sitting with a bunch of your colleagues, and the meeting hasn't begun, you don't just sit there and stare at the walls.
Or your phone, which is probably
which is what a lot of people do because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that would be considered as rude.
It is rude. So, yeah, you do want to interact with people and there's always something to talk about. There's always something going on that you can talk about. And again, it's not, you know, so let's say somebody in the company has to work with you and you don't work with them necessarily, but then they remember that they had a nice exchange with you.
Yeah.
That at least that, you know, there's a break in the relationship and it has begun. There's an opening.
Yeah.
So that's part of the social, you know, emotional intelligence in the workplace is that if you're not working with someone, they still get to see that you're an approachable person.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a good term, that part of small talk is showing, demonstrating that you're approachable. And also that you're a team player because you're willing to interact with your other. I think the other thing that's really interesting that you said is that what people do with no talk is the talkers interpret that.
Right.
And usually not positive.
No, it's not positive.
They don't think, oh, you're shy or you're socially anxious. They think you're snobby or you think you're better than we are.
Right. It looks judgmental.
Yeah.
Right.
They get all judgy.
Right.
So
that judgy face. Just sitting there watching you.
Right.
It's not good to just stare at people that are and not jump in.
Right, right.
It doesn't look
good.
Polite.
Yeah,
because
it's not polite, but also human nature. This is what I think is so interesting, and this is for bosses as well. No feedback is worse than giving critical feedback because human nature is to fill in the blanks negatively.
Right.
And that just comes from our own insecurities. So
for an individual who has no problem with small talk, but has their own negative perceptions about people who don't engage in small talk, what would you say to them?
Try to give the person the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you try to help someone who doesn't know how to do small talk. I do that all the time.
How do you do that?
They probably think it's so obnoxious.
What do you do?
I try to make it very light, just as you're saying, and I may say something like, and it's funny, the elevator is my laboratory, so I can tell someone comes in and they're not a socializer, but maybe they have an awesome carrying bag, and I'll just say, that looks like the best carrying bag ever. Where'd you get it?
Right.
Where'd you get it? That's a simple question.
Mm-hmm. Catherine talks to every delivery person in the building. The UPS man, the mailman. She goes, big delivery day?
She does.
She talks to them all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Small talk. And they always respond. They love it because no one ever talks to them, I guess.
Right, yeah. She's acknowledging them.
Speaking of that, I saw a UPS guy and a whole bunch of his cronies smoking pot the other day. I just thought I'd say that on the street at the end
working
of the day.
Hard.
And I thought, you got more packages, guys. I don't know what you're going to do here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that part of the small talk?
Hey, maybe. That, they were bonding.
They were bonding.
Exactly. You can bond over drugs.
Right over here, down the street, in the back of Little Italy, whatever that's called, Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Right. All right, so this is interesting. So part of professional development is finding your version of small talk and understanding that it helps other people feel connected to you.
Right.
Yeah.
It helps you appear more like a team player.
Yep.
And it helps the room as a whole feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So good luck with that.
Yeah. If you have trouble, call Kathy. Or email, text, whatever. She's great at helping with words to
I
say.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.